feeling like.
New Hampshire.
That was nice. That was nice. Like that was a nod to your past. Do you want to explain why you said it like that?
Well, because I used to do the morning announcements in high school, and I used to start every single morning since freshman year of high school with "Good morning, Pentucket."
And it was his yearbook quote.
Correct. So maybe I'll start doing it. But you know, I don't want Maine and Massachusetts listeners to feel left out.
That's so true.
Plus,
we got
Amy in Vermont who listens to us.
Right, Amy. Amy's our Vermont listener. I think there are more than her, though.
Me too, but Amy messages us a lot.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The date is June 9th, 2025 is the year. It is great to talk to you, friends from New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, and Amy in Vermont on this Monday.
You hungover?
I'm glad to be here.
Such a funny way to say it.
I'm glad to have a pulse today. I have to say that after bacheloretting in my late 30s, I am not built the way that I was in my mid-20s when I started this game. Bacheloretting is a young woman's game, and it's okay. I survived. I had some fun. I had some memories. And once I have my coffee, I can articulate, you know, the highs, the lows, and the everything in between.
Oh, so I can't wait to hear.
That'll probably happen at about 6:05. But for now,
when you gather girls together, there's always some kind of story or drama coming out of it.
I know, and it's funny because this was a group of just, you know, I think this is when you get groups of friends together. They're from all your walks of life.
Oh yeah,
you have your high school friends and your college friends and your work friends
and a neighbor
and your neighbors and it's just all these dynamics together.
Oh, yeah.
It ensues. It's why reality TV is so captivating.
All right, you'll tell me more later about that.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Absolutely, I will. But for now, let's talk about pervy men and liking pics on Instagram of other women when they're in relationships. Oy, I hate to see it. We got into this on Friday's show. It was a spirited conversation. If you missed it, we're going to relive it with you right now. Enjoy. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan and I really love when you leave us voicemails on the 97.5 WOKQ app. We encourage that you do so often. You can always send us a message too, but the voicemails hit different because you can hear the inflection in the person's voice and the passion. And I feel like we're better able to like know what's going on and give sound advice. So Desiree left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. We are going to listen to the dilemma that she is facing in her relationship. And then we're going to try to help a sister out. This is what she said.
I want to know if I'm overreacting. It bothers me that my boyfriend likes other girls' posts on social media. Like, is this something that is not a big deal, or is it disrespectful to me? Because it really bothers me, and I want to know if I'm overreacting or if it should be a big deal. It's always selfies. It's always, like, the sexy selfie picture.
Okay, that's the last part is so important to me. I'm curious to know what you think, Logan.
So there are outliers, and what I mean by that is there are the certain people in certain pictures that maybe you shouldn't be liking. Outside of those outliers, it's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that deep. I'll like pictures from, you know, old friends from high school or college, and like there's no rhyme or reason to. I'll speak for myself. I don't know if I'm speaking for all the guys out there, but like, there's no rhyme or reason to what kind of mood I'm in when I'm on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm on Instagram just to go and watch golf videos over and over and over and over again. Sometimes I do the scroll thing where I'm like, what are people up to? And sometimes I'll like photos. Like sometimes I'll be on Instagram for, you know, a half hour or whatever, just scrolling my phone, being lazy. And I'll like a bunch of photos. And sometimes I don't like any photos. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, there will be a time where I will see a picture of someone that I haven't seen or heard from. I'm like, oh, I remember you. Click, double tap, like. Why? Because I know your name and I haven't seen or heard from you in 10 years, you know?
So do you believe, with that all that being said, that Desiree is overreacting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wholeheartedly. I like, chill out.
Really?
Because he's liking some girl's photo? It's again, there are outliers. If this is an ex-girlfriend who's in a bikini pic bending over showing the booty thing, yeah, maybe that's a bit toxic.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, if it's a friend, a coworker, somebody went to college with, like, what's the big deal? I don't know.
I think if it really does bother her, she should be able to voice that to him, and it should be easy enough for him to not hit the double tap. It doesn't affect his life that much. And, like...
Oh, he has to change his ways?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to get it. It has to be... He has to stop liking girls' photos because he's in a relationship?
If they're like, sexy... It sounds like they're always the sexy selfie.
Well...
He doesn't need to be doing that. Just look with your eyes and say, oh, I like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's valid.
You double tapping, whether or not... It's you feel it's that deep or not.
I didn't hear sexy. I heard selfies. But you're right. If it is a sexy pic, like I said, the bikini.
You don't need to be letting that person know that you like that. You're in a relationship.
I will ride with that. Okay. But also there are times that like you like something and you're like, I don't even know. I just clicked it. It's just, you know.
I hear you that it's not that deep, but I think that she has the right to say, yeah, I mean, could you not do that? Just kind of makes me feel weird.
Like, sure.
And if he was like, no, I have to like these pictures. Okay, why do you have to like them? Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Again, this is, if it's a sexy pic, I'm with you. If it's a regular picture, then I'm gonna dig my heels in. Like, it's just recognizing, hey, I see you, you see me. We're maintaining some kind of connection through social media.
Okay. Well, I do not believe that Desiree is overreacting. It seems like Logan is leaning more towards she is overreacting. How do you feel? Do you feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be liking sexy pictures of the opposite sex on the social media?
Yeah, you're cranking the sexy pics up. I didn't know.
She said it. We could replay it.
I thought she just said selfies.
You want me to replay it?
No.
We're late.
I know. It's okay.
Okay. 603-749-0975 is our number. What do you think? Because Desiree wants some advice here. Is she overreacting or should she say something to the boy? 603-749-0975. Also, random caller who wants to chime in, we do have this one pair of extra tickets to see Jared Neiman in Derry, New Hampshire at the Tupelo Music Hall. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we're trying to help out our listener, Desiree. If you missed it, she left us a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app. This is what she said.
I want to know if I'm overreacting. It bothers me that my boyfriend likes other girls' posts on social media. Like, is this something that is not a big deal? Or is it disrespectful to me? Because it really bothers me, and I want to know if I'm overreacting or if it should be a big deal. It's always selfies. It's always, like, the sexy selfie picture.
Okay, so we want to know what you think. Do you think Desiree is overreacting, or do you think her boyfriend doesn't need to be liking the sexy selfies from other people? Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
Ashley,
what are your thoughts on what we're talking about?
Honestly, I think that if it's a sexy snap, he should not be liking them, and he should probably be respecting her thoughts. I actually had a situation like that where my boyfriend was liking sexy snaps.
Yeah.
I actually told him I did not like it, and he listened, and he stopped liking the snaps. So I think he should probably be respecting what she says, but she should also take into consideration, does he talk to her very much, and how often is she, like, he liking her photos?
Yeah, do they have any kind of connection? I also think there's a difference between if you're liking Megan Fox's, like, bikini pics as opposed to a girl that you went to high school with.
No, right, exactly. Like, I know he has, like, my boyfriend has, like, girls that he's, like, been friends with before we even got together, and he'll like photos of them, and that's totally fine. Like, I know you guys established a friendship before we were even together, like, that's fine. But if it's like bikini snaps and like, hey, I'm in my lingerie, I want you to be liking this, like, no, that's totally not cool.
Huh. That's intimate. Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on the same page with you, Ashley. Logan's got a weird look on his face, like he might not agree with us.
I was just thinking about the Megan Fox thing, because, like, I almost disagree. Like, if I'm liking Megan Fox's photos, like, that, I'm purely liking that for the sex appeal. Mm-hmm. And, like, how is that better than liking someone I know who's in a bikini? Like, that, I'm not liking it because they're in a bikini. Like, I'm liking it because they just went to the beach and they went cliff jumping. Like, that's cool. Let me support that.
Right. But, like, I feel like it's more intimate when you know the person versus, like, a celebrity that you know you're never going to get with.
Megan Fox is getting hundreds of thousands of likes. So she's not, you're not, like, sending her that like as a simple, like, hey, I like that. Like, she doesn't care. She doesn't know you. Like, this person knows you and sees, oh, he likes that. He likes me in a bikini. I know him.
So that, this is, I'm happy we're talking about this because this is what I think is the issue. You and I, like, Kiri, you're taking it as if the boy is liking the look of the girl and the body. I may be liking that photo because I'm supporting the fact that you went to Costa Rica and you're traveling the world. Not because of what you're wearing, but because of what you're doing.
I don't think most dudes are liking it for that reason.
Yeah, I have to agree. I don't think most dudes are. I mean, maybe. And that's why you have to have the conversation.
You know, I'm loving this call because I think this is, I really think that's what dudes are liking it on. I don't think that dudes are liking, at least I'll speak for me. Like, I'm not doing that to support. I've never liked a girl's photo because I'm like, that's a good outfit. You look good, you know? Like, it's about what you're doing, not what you're wearing. But girls think it's about what you look like. It's interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like society, though, too, for women.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Why we think that way.
Sounds like a toxic society. I have to tell you the truth. I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah, we don't love it. We didn't create this environment. We just live in it.
Right, right.
Great call, Ashley.
So good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on air.
Would you like these Jared Neiman tickets?
Yes, that would be awesome.
You got them, girl.
Ooh, thank you.
Ooh. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to get your info.
Thank you.
Okay, if you had an opinion and you didn't get a chance to chime in, you can always shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Real quick, before we get trashy with it.
Yeah.
You know what can instantly put me in a bad mood on a Monday morning?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of things, yeah. But one thing just happened here.
Oh, the locked door?
Well, that's, oh my God, we're going to get into that at some other point because you know you and I can go off. But logging into my work laptop,
yeah,
and it just has perfect timing. Oh, your password expired. You have to pick a new one. And then they never like the ones I pick because it's too similar to one I've picked in the past. Mm. I only have so many ideas.
Yeah, you really got to scan your email better.
What are you talking about?
You gotta skip, because they give you an email 7 days in advance, 6 days in advance, 5 days in advance. They email you every day for 14 days.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't change that it's gonna happen on a Monday. I can't opt and be like, okay, can I do it now?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. I love you.
Seriously, you can?
I love you. Yes, you can. And also, your laptop's gonna be a little slower today because over the weekend they put in some new
I got that email.
Virus security
yes,
software
I got
stuff.
That email. So. Okay, so yeah, that really creamed my corn.
You're awesome.
And if you think I remember the password that I landed on
no
after
shot.
Trying five.
We'll run into this tomorrow morning. Oh. Kira's going to be freaking out. I can't log in.
I can't log in because I don't have a laptop today.
Looks like I have to change my password again 2 days in a row.
For the love of God, I don't deserve it. I'm a good person. All right, do you want to talk trash?
I have an am I a jerk.
Oh, good, good, good.
Am I a jerk for putting out my trash bins in the morning? And you got to keep in mind what time I'm up.
Oh.
So, right, you think a lot of people on my street and a lot of people in life in general are putting their trash can and recycling out the night before. And shout out to those people. You're on top of your game. You're on top of your life. The truth is, Missy and I, because of the job that we have, we settle down pretty early. So, like, at 7 p.m., we're not doing stuff anymore. We're on the couch watching TV, getting into sleepy land.
Right, because you're an hour out from lids
bedtime.
Closed,
yeah,
probably.
Exactly. So I'm pulling down the trash and recycling. And we sometimes do it the night before, but it's often, you know, 4:30, 5 in the morning.
You're asking from a noise perspective?
Correct.
It is noisy.
It is. I mean, when it's light, I carry them because, oh my God, this is too loud. I'm going to just lift them up. But,
sure.
But when they're heavy, which is the most of the time, they're on wheels, and I'm wheeling them down, and I'm like, ugh.
No, it'd be loud.
Feels loud.
Yeah, no,
and,
I'm sure it is.
And so if I am a jerk, what time in the morning is the appropriate time to wheel them down?
Okay. I'm going to say 4:30 is too early.
I don't disagree. I feel bad doing it.
Because that's the middle of the night for normies.
I'd like to hear if neighbors can hear it, though.
Oh.
Because I don't know.
You think Pete Jones is up? Should we get him on the line?
That's a really good question. Pete Jones, my neighbor, if you're hearing this, give me a call, my dude. Or Carla.
Dude, he's up because he got woken up by you at 4:30.
That's the thing. I don't know if trash cans are loud enough to wake people up. I'd like the people of New Hampshire and the world to call.
Let's call it to the people. People, yes, you. We're talking to you. It's a two-parter. Is Logan a jerk for wheeling his trash cans out at 4:30 in the morning? Or that's the time he can do it. That's the time he wakes up. He's got to do it sometime.
Maybe he can't even hear it.
Maybe he can't. You could probably hear it. And then if he is a jerk, what time would be appropriate to wheel those suckers to the end of the driveway where it's not a disturbance? 603-749-0975. That's our number. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're a neighbor of Logan's and got woken up by wheels this morning. 603. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to Am I a Jerk? Starring our very own Logan Sherwood.
Guilty!
Maybe. We'll find out. Is he a big old jerk face? Because he be bringing his, it's trash day for him, and he brings his trash out before he leaves for work. Mind you, the hour is around 4:30.
That's a little later. It's 4:45.
Okay, now he's switching his story. I swear, he's switching his story. So he's pulling them out, and we all know what it sounds like when you're dragging two very full trash bins down a driveway. It's not quiet. It's not quiet. So he doesn't want to do it the night before because he and his wife turned it in early. They both have, you know, early morning jobs. And so by 7 p.m., they're in, like, sleepy mode, kind of. So that's why they do it in the morning. But is he a jerk? And is he probably low-key waking up his whole neighborhood? 603-749-0975. That's our number. We do have a call coming in. Hi, Emily. Emily, can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, God bless. I couldn't deal with technical issues on top of everything else I've gone through today.
I get it.
Okay, so what do you think? Is Logan a jerk?
I don't think so. I mean, I work nights, and I oftentimes bring my trash barrel down at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I live down a quarter-mile-long dirt driveway.
Ooh. Wow, so I feel bad.
That's loud.
Yeah, so I have talked to my neighbors, and none of them hear me in the morning, so I don't think you're a jerk.
Okay. The first caller says that neighbors don't actually hear the trash bins.
How far apart are the houses on your street, Emily?
So there's two houses that I've passed, and the driveway is small. So they're right on top of the driveway.
Okay, so they would be able to hear.
Yes.
I'm just picturing Emily walking a quarter of a mile both ways.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah, you got a pickup truck to toss them in instead?
Jeez.
I would if my boyfriend's pickup truck gas tank didn't fall out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, she's going through it, too.
Okay, all right. Keep wheeling and dealing. But this is one saying I'm not a jerk, and thank you for saying that, Emily.
No problem. Have a good day.
Yeah,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we will probably revisit this later on in the show, but for now, it is time to give away a pair of tickets to see Keith, Urban. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of him.
Up and coming. Yeah. 603-749-0975. That's our number. If you want to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of Keith Urban tickets, this is not a drill. Call us right now at 603-749-0975. We play Can't Beat Kira in about 10 minutes on 97.5 WOKQ. Hey!
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Three, two, ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Is this Diane?
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Princess Di.
How we doing?
We are terrific for a Monday morning.
I love that energy out of you. So have you ever played before?
I have.
Okay, so we don't have to explain the rules. You've been down this road before. Get rid of me.
Sure, get the heck out of here.
Oh, that felt nice.
My feelings.
We have all types of questions today. From actors to animation to rappers. We got everything today.
All right.
You ready, Di?
Let's go.
Question one. Who plays Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean and Willy Wonka in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
That would be... Oh, God, what is his name?
Uh-huh.
Right on the tip of my tongue.
He just, I guess it's not recent, but he was on trial with Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And his name is right there. It is...
I don't know how to help you without giving it away.
I know. You can't give it away. It's not okay. Yes. What is his name?
I don't know. Should we move on or should we guess?
Can we come back to it?
Yeah, we can go back to it. Question two. Today is Donald Duck's birthday. He was first created in 1934. And today, since 1934, he's always worn what color blazer?
Blue.
Question number three. In 2004, rapper Lil Wayne released The Carter. Just 3 days ago, he released another album called The Carter Blank. What number Carter is it? Is it The Carter 3 or The Carter 6?
Let's do The Carter 3.
All right. And do you want me to wave Kira back in, or did you have a guess on the first one?
Gosh, I know his name.
I'm giving you 3 more seconds.
Oh, call Kira back in.
Oh, all right, I'm calling her back in. Hold
I give
on.
Up.
All right, Kira's coming back in. Hold on. You know what I do appreciate, Di, is that first question, it was very Googleable, very cheatable, and you didn't do that.
I'm
being very serious, because the truth is, Kira's back in here. We can tell when people cheat. We can tell because people go,
right?
Hold on, let me think, let me come back to it. And like, you did all those things, Di, but you didn't end up getting it. So shout out to you for your integrity.
We like integrity on this show.
Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Question one, this is what Diane could have Googled, but she didn't.
Okay.
Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean and Willy Wonka in the Charlotte... And you know what I'm saying.
Willy Wonka and the Charlie Sheen. I'm going to say Johnny Depp.
It is Johnny Depp. Diane.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yep. But hey, you were an honest Abe, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Kira, today is Donald Duck's birthday. He was created in 1934. Since 1934, what color blazer does Mr. Duck sport?
I believe it's blue.
It is blue. You said that. That's what Diane said. We got 2 for Kira, 1 for Di.
Oh, did you do your impression for Di?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Of course I did.
Because I saw your head go crazy, but I didn't know what was going on. That was it.
All right, 2-1. Question three. In 2004, rapper Lil Wayne released The Carter. Just 3 days ago, he released another album, The Carter Blank.
Mm.
What number Carter are we on? Is it The Carter 3 or The Carter 6?
6.
Very confidently says Kira. It is The Carter 6. Diane said The Carter 3.
Okay.
Oh.
Painful. Final score is 3 Kira, 1 for Di. Di, we need the phrase of shame.
I'm Diane from Ossipee, and I can't beat Kira.
But integrity was a part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a message to everyone out there that Kira and I can tell when you are cheating.
So don't do it.
So don't do it. Di didn't cheat. Diane, you're going...
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Side note, I did just post my sea glass art on our Instagram. So give us a follow. Give the art a like if you are so inclined. We're at 97.5 WOKQ on the gram. Is Logan a jerk? Tell the people what you did circa 4:30 a.m. this morning.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you take the trash out the night before. But sometimes the trash and recycling is half full. You know you're going to have some more stuff to throw in it the night before and the morning of. And that's often the case in my household, where my wife and I both leave sometime between 4:30 and 5:30 in the morning. We're both out of there. So this morning, I'm rolling down my barrels. I don't know, about 5 o'clock, we'll call it. Quarter of.
This is getting later every time he tells the story.
Well, let's call it 4:45-ish.
Sure,
and I'm wheeling them down, and I'm like, this feels a little loud.
Right.
And I always feel that way. I don't make a change. And so the question is, if you take your trash down in the morning early, are you a jerk? And how early is too early? Because obviously, if you're taking it down at 8 a.m., you're not a jerk. That's just the morning.
I even think 6 a.m. is better than, you know, 4:45.
If 6 a.m. is fine, then 5 a.m. is fine. Oh. That's what I think.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I think we are getting a call. You can feel free to chime in and let Logan know if he's being a jerk. And feel free to shoot it to him straight.
Yeah. Like, I would love someone to be like, hey, my neighbor does it every Monday, and I hear them.
And it wakes me up.
Nobody has said that to me yet, so I feel like I'm in the clear.
How is he going to change his ways if no one's honest with him? Like, yes. For realsies. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have thoughts on the trash situation?
I do.
What do you think?
Personally, I'm not sure that you're a jerk I have a question for you.
Okay.
What time does your trash usually come? Because my trash people pick up our trash at 6 a.m. So they wake up the whole neighborhood.
Mmm. Very good point. So I the truth is, I don't know. My wife and I both leave the house sometime between 4:45 and 5:30 at the very latest. So neither of us really know.
Well, if the trash people are picking up early, I don't necessarily think you're a jerk because, you know, the trash people might be waking people up too.
So this is, thank you for saying
this.
He's
waking them up before, an hour and a half before.
This is going to trigger these two calls because you're the second caller in the row that said, I'm not a jerk and that it is what it is. You've got to wheel it down at 6 a.m. You have to do it. I think people are going to start calling on the other end saying, absolutely not. You have to do it the night before. But we'll find out.
It's possible. I mean, some people do take it out the night before. But again, if you have early trash pickup, you know, it's fine to wheel it out right before you go to work.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Thanks for saying that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Do the same. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Is Logan being a jerk in this trashy situation, wheeling his noisy trash cans down to the bottom of his driveway in the 4 o'clock hour? Okay. Oh, he's raising his hand. Yes.
I got a message. What I got is a live message, baby. Sam M. in Northwood wouldn't even think twice about it if it's trash day. You're out there, get it out there early. And if you did it the night before, you risk animals getting into it.
Okay, Sam.
Snapperoonies for Sammy. Thank you.
Okay, 603-749-0975. Still taking your calls on this, especially if you think Logan's a jerk. 97.5 WOKQ.
Hey, number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Yes, yes, we are. And we are doing a little Am I a Jerk scenario, starring our very own Logan, Dana Sherwood.
That's my name. Wear it out.
Okay, so what's happening is, it occurred this morning, the incident in question.
Well,
it's trash day.
It's been occurring forever. But
It stay occurring. So it's trash day in Portsmouth, the town in which Logan resides. Instead of putting his trash cans out the night before, like every other person on his street, he puts it out before he leaves. Now, we all know the ungodly hour in which he wakes. And if you don't know, he leaves his house around 4:45. Fair?
Yep.
Fair. So the trash is being dragged out, what, you know, 5-10 minutes before that. It's safe to say that his neighbors might be being woken up.
Maybe. I don't know. No one's told me.
By the wheelios on the driveway. Is Logan being a jerk by not just putting his trash cans out the night before like a normal person? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hello. We didn't catch your name. Sorry about that.
My name is Dave.
What's up, Dave?
This is my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Papa, what do you want, dude?
So here's the deal. Logan's definitely a jerk, but not because of the trash barrel.
Ayo!
And I'm the, besides Missy, I'm the foremost expert on this. What? So, no, he's not a jerk in this case, sadly, because the trash barrels are kind of like a snowblower during a snowstorm. Like, you know, you can run a snowblower anytime, and you got to get the barrels out. So whatever time that works for you is what time it works. So,
okay. We both made a face at each other when you said you can run your snowblower at any time. I would not be pleased to hear my neighbor snowblowing at 3 a.m. That can wait, honey.
But you have to get your car out.
No, you got to stay up. No, you got to stay up with the storm. I mean, if we're getting 18 inches, you can't go out there at 5 a.m. after getting 18 inches. You got to go out at 2 a.m. and clear half of it away.
Uh-huh. I personally feel triggered, but I don't know about everybody else.
Topic for another day.
Okay. Snowblower aside, but you're putting these in the same category. You got to do it, and it's trash
just
day.
Yeah, everyone has to do.
Yeah, I mean, and so, I mean, everybody has a certain trash day. I get it. You know it's coming, but you know, you might have something going on the day before. So.
Yeah, I guess I just feel bad because everyone on my street has it out the night before. And I want to be that person. And sometimes I am, but oftentimes I'm not.
Well, what if you get home at midnight? And, you know, would midnight be better? You know, if you happen to be out the night before?
It's a good question,
Kira.
You get
home at midnight, you know, are you doing it then or are you doing it at 5? Which one's worse?
I feel like midnight's worse in that hierarchy.
Right. So that means the morning has to be in play all the time.
Good take, Papa Wood. Thanks for the call, dude.
See you guys.
Love you, Dad. Bye.
Love you, too.
Bye. I also love you. We're still taking your calls on this, by the way, at Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we're so glad you're here. You've caught us smack dab in the middle of a heated debate, an Am I a Jerk scenario starring Logan. Logan's wondering if he's a little jerky because today's trash day in Portsmouth, where he resides, and instead of taking his trash can, cans, plural, out the night before like everyone else does on his street, he does it before work. But we all know that he wakes up at an ungodly hour. So before work for him is like 4:45.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Well, it felt like a big deal today. But no one's complained about it to me. I'm just like, someone say so. I'm very close to my neighbors.
Yes.
Someone should have the fortitude to be like, hey, can you do that the night before? But nobody has.
Right. And I feel like you have a healthy communication with your neighbor. Like, they wouldn't hold back.
No,
if you were waking them up, they'd tell you.
Yes, we would be honest.
Okay, so we want to know what you think. Is he being a jerk? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Who are we speaking with?
Speaking with Diane from Manchester.
Hello,
Diane. So what do you think?
I don't think he's a jerk at all. I think my neighbors are a jerk for taking their garbage out at 3 a.m. every week.
Well, why 3 a.m.?
I don't think they sleep. I can't tell because they're always home and they can do it whenever they want, but they always do it at 3 a.m. and it's on my bedroom side of the house.
What if they work like a funky shift?
I don't think they work. Their cars never leave.
Okay.
So there's more issues going
on. So they're just nocturnal weirdos.
I think there's something drastically going on over there, but whatever.
Whatever. And Diane, just to play devil's advocate, so it's loud enough that it wakes you up. It's on your bedroom side, as you said.
Absolutely, because it's wheeled trash barrel.
Totally. That's what Logan has. And is 4:45 when he's wheeling and dealing that much better than 3 a.m.?
That's a good point, Kira.
Yeah, because I'm up by 4:30.
Okay.
But when I have to get woken up once a week at between 2:30 and 3 a.m., that is crazy.
Yeah. I can't help but think that Logan's being a little protected because we all love him. And I'm right. I like the guy, too.
I agree, too.
I
think you're hitting the nail on the head. Because I think 6:37. I really think that if somebody said to me it has to be the night before or after 7 a.m., I'd be like, that sounds like a valid rule.
That checks out for most people.
Right.
Well, I took mine out at 6:30 this morning because my husband didn't take it out last night.
Ugh, dropping the ball. These men, I can't.
Di, you are the first person, though, at least to say that you can hear your neighbors taking it out. Like, nobody's even called in and said that they can hear their neighbors dragging it down. So I don't even know if my neighbors can hear them.
I can hear it even in the wintertime when the windows are closed because I just can.
Because then the wheels are dragging it against ice. We all know how that sounds.
In the snow and ice. Yeah. Exactly, Kira.
Oh, Diane. These are the struggles we face. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Sorry that your neighbors wake you up.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Have a great day.
Take care, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Is Logan a big fat jerk because he takes his trash cans out the morning of at 4:45 a.m. and potentially wakes up his entire neighborhood dragging them wheels? If I did this, I'd be called selfish and every other name in the book. But, you know, he can't seem to get anyone to tell him the truth.
No one is saying I'm a jerk. I'm begging people. Someone call me out.
Someone do it. No one's brave enough. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hello. Thank you so much for holding. What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. So, Logan, I don't think that you're the bad person for putting it out in the morning because you don't want the animals to get into it. You don't want to have to smell like trash going into work. I don't think Kira would really like that too much.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like that.
Thank you for saying that.
And thanks so much for taking the time to chime in. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a great day.
You too.
WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Diane. How are you?
Hi.
Is this our fourth Diane today?
It's at least our third.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's Diane Day. It's D-Day up in here.
Woohoo! It is D-Day, that's for sure.
Guys, we can't say that.
Okay,
we can't say that.
All right, bye.
No,
No, that's not good.
We apologize. It's not
DJ. We digress. Diane, number four of the day. The only one in our hearts right now. Tell us, what do you think about it?
Well, I'm thinking that you're not bad. However, I do have a little solution for you.
What's that?
We love a solution.
What's that?
Because my husband, he insists on bringing it out the night before. And I always complain that there's stuff to bring the next morning.
Right.
So he brings it the night before. In the morning when I'm leaving for work, I have like a little market basket bag with stuff in it that I toss out then. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
But it's double duty. You're essentially taking the trash out twice.
Exactly. And you know.
But he's doing the big brunt of it. I'm just taking a little bag. And I drive by, drop it right in. It's good to go.
Ain't no thing.
Yeah, the part that kills me with that is then I'm waiting, and this is so, you guys are going to make fun of me. Then I'm wasting a trash bag, because my trash bag come the next morning is like 1/18th full, but I want to get that trash in there. You know, I don't want to leave it around my house for the day, so I'm like, oh, what a waste of a trash bag.
But Diane's using a little market basket bag.
I used a little market basket bag or Hannaford plastic bag.
My trash takes those. I don't know. I feel like they gotta be in a trash bag, don't they?
Well, we're in Rochester. They'll take anything.
They live fast and loose in Rochester.
True. I guess there is a dumpster here at the studio, too. I could just bring my leftovers.
Oh, I can't recommend the dumpster here enough.
You've been dumping here?
No, but it's open if you want to. I've heard.
I have.
All right. So, all right, people. None of this can be on the air because you're all naughty.
Bye, Diane. We love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Naughty, naughty. Still taking your calls at 603-7. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Do we think our very own Logan is having jerk-like behavior because he decides to take out his trash cans at 4:45 in the morning? And we all know that sound of dragging the trash cans on wheels. It's not quiet. It's not quiet. He very well could be waking up the whole neighborhood on a Monday morning.
Might be. I don't know.
He might be.
I'm already at work.
So 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, Kira. How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, is this my girlfriend, Ruth?
It sure is.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, if you're going to put your trash out, put it out the day before. And I do the same thing that the lady just called from Rochester. I take all my trash out because I have to recycle my cans. I take that out. I throw it in the trash can and I put a plastic bag inside my recycle can and my trash can. So next morning, I don't have nothing to take out but two little bitty bags.
Itty bitty.
The itty bitty.
Ruth, do you hear people taking out the trash in the morning? Like, can you hear them?
Oh, I sure do. I have a neighbor that lives across the street from me. She puts her trash out on Tuesday morning, and she don't bring it in till Wednesday night at 10 o'clock every time she puts her trash out.
Oh, my God. It's like she's trying to piss you off.
What's wrong with you people? I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed. I'm trying to sleep. I got my window open. I hear you rolling your trash cans down to the curb.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing Logan's not your neighbor. Holy smokes, we'd have problems in the neighborhood.
I'd come out and bring him a new one.
You would? And I would greet you with an ice cold beer.
I would drink it.
This is taking a weird turn.
And that's how I smooth things over. Look at that. Ruth's already coming onto my side.
Oh, God. All right, Ruthie. Good to hear from you.
All right. Good to hear from you guys.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye. I love that sassy lass. I really do.
Oh, she's sassy, all right.
All right, it is time. Would you like a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban in Guilford, New Hampshire? Of course you would. I'll stop asking stupid questions, and I'll give you our number now. 603-749-0975. Those are the digits you got to dial if you want to play Can't Beat Kira and win a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban. One more time for the cheap seats in the back. 603-749-0975. We play Can't Beat Kira in about 10 minutes on 97.5 WOKQ.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. 3, 2, ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, is this Jill?
Hi.
Jill, this is Kira. Logan's here too.
Hello.
Hi.
We're gearing up to play Can't Beat Kira for Keith Urban tickets. How does that make you feel?
That sounds awesome.
Hey, Jill, are we on speakerphone or something? We're hearing like some little fuzzy feedback.
I am driving, so it is through my car speaker.
Okay, okay.
It's actually not as bad as it was before.
So we're going to work with it because safety first, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Kick me out of here. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I was going to say kick Kira out in a second.
All right, get out of here, Kira.
Okay, Jill. All right, Jill. I'm going to get feisty. See you later.
Get out of here.
Whoa.
She's leaving, Jill. Slowly.
All right.
Question one. Here we go. Today, in 1692, what town began hanging witches?
Salem.
Question number two. Reed, Derek Morgan, and Prentice are all from, are all names from what hit TV show? Is it Dexter, The Blacklist, or Criminal Minds?
Could you say that again? Sorry.
Yep. The names were Reed, Derek Morgan, and Prentice are all names from what hit TV show? And then the options were Dexter, The Blacklist, or Criminal Minds?
The Blacklist.
All righty. Question number three. Did Jurassic Park come out in 19... The very first one. Did it come out in 1990, 1993, or 1999?
I'm going to say 1993.
All right. Kira's coming back in. Hold on. How are we feeling, Jill?
Okay.
Which one's stumping you? One, two, or three without giving away the question?
Maybe two.
Maybe two. All right. All right. That checks out. Kira, welcome back.
What's up, my friends?
Let's get right to it.
Okay, fine.
Question one. Today in 1692, what town began hanging witches?
Salem.
Is correct. Great job. One to one because Jill got that right also.
Great.
Question number two. Reed, Derek Morgan, Prentice are all names from what hit TV show? Is it Dexter, The Blacklist, or Criminal Minds?
Dexter.
Dexter, says Kira. The Blacklist, said Jill. Criminal Minds is the answer.
Aw, shucks.
Oh, man. Isn't that crazy? I thought that was going to be a layup. I really did.
I guess we're not a criminal-mindy kind of crowd.
1-1 still. Question three, last one. Bring it home, Kira. Did Jurassic Park come out, the very first one, did it come out in 1990, 1993, or perhaps 1999?
99's too late.
Okay.
90 feels early.
Feels early. You love the middle option always.
Oh, you saying that makes me feel like it's not right. I'm going with 90.
Hey, Jill, you're welcome. I love talking Kira out of the right answer.
Are you kidding me?
1993 is correct. You didn't say it. Jilly did, though.
Hate that.
Listen, you got in your own head.
You got in my head and you know
no,
it.
No, don't blame me. That was on you. Final score, 2 for Jill, 1 for Kira. Kira owes Jill the phrase of shame.
My name... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Okay, so here's the situation. I have a friend who has a dog, and this is kind of a newer issue. Like, this friend and this dog have been in my life for a long time, and I never noticed it. But the past few times we've hung out, I've noticed it. The dog's breath stinks to high heaven.
Mm.
It turns my stomach.
Yeah. Bad dog breath when they get all up in your lap in your nose and you're like, ugh.
Oh, God. And I love this dog.
Yeah.
I love him. And I'm used to getting in there swimwear.
Yeah, you're licking him. He's licking you.
Oh, well, perhaps not that far, whatever. But yeah, it's intimate. And so I was talking to Logan about it off the air because I know he's a dog dad, a proud dog dad.
Wicked.
And I don't think that there's personally any way that I could approach this without hurting her feelings or coming off some kind of way.
And I think that's silly. I think that is so silly. If you told, I would not be offended.
I tried lightly because I'm not a dog. Like, I've never owned a dog.
Yeah,
and I know that people are like, Kira doesn't get it. Like, they don't ask me to watch their dog when they're out of town because they don't trust me.
Well, you just don't have the love. You just don't have the love for the dogs. It's true.
So that's why I'm treading lightly. I don't want to come off like a dog hater. I'm not a dog hater.
Kira, I don't think there's, I think if this is your friend.
Yes.
Who's got the dog with the smelly breath.
Yes.
Tell him. Want to role play? Because I got dogs.
Yes.
If you told, let's go.
Don't say the dog name.
No. Let's use Mika.
Okay.
Miko's got a snaggletooth. Let's pretend that Miko licked you and you noticed he had bad breath and we're hanging out having drinks at my house.
Okay,
go ahead.
You're me.
Oh, I'm
you're showing me how I
okay,
can do
perfect.
This.
Okay, the dog just licks me. Oh my gosh! Why does Miko's breath stink so bad? Kira, why does Miko's breath stink so bad?
That I would not like
why?
That.
Why? It's so matter of fact. It's like, it's not offensive. If your friend takes that offensively, like if someone says, hey, Miko's breath stinks about my dog to me, I'd be like, yeah, I haven't brushed his teeth in a while. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I mean, or maybe that like they just don't know to do certain things. I'm pretty sure that somebody told, it might have even been like my mom told us that Miko's breath stunk. Somebody told us that Miko's breath stunk, and we've ever since have been really diligent about giving him frozen carrots and frozen celery. It's like a really, it's like an automatic teeth cleaner. They
That's
clean
a fun
them.
Fact.
Yeah. Frozen celery, frozen carrots. Dogs love them, and then like the celery pieces get stuck in their teeth, and so it like almost like flosses and cleans their teeth for them.
Hmm.
But if somebody Handy. Doesn't, maybe these dog owners, your friend, is around their dog so much that they don't even know that the breath smells.
But what if, this is
Someone
what I fear.
Someone has to tell her.
This is what I fear. They know that it's an issue and they're trying different things and it's not working and me pointing it out. I don't think there's a planet that they don't know that it's happening.
Yeah, but if you point it out, and then they're going to be like, I know, we're working on it. If they get sensitive about it, like, oh my gosh, our dog smells, we're trying everything. Now people know, get chill.
Uh-huh.
Chill out. Like, what are you talking about? That's what you're fearful of, correct?
Correct.
Like, embarrassing your friend?
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass my friend or make her feel bad.
If they already know, they're not going to be embarrassed, and you're close enough where the friend is going to be like, okay, good. Somebody else has noticed. We should try something else.
Okay.
I think your friend needs to have thick skin if that's the case.
All right. Well, you do have thick skin. I don't think all dog owners do.
Thanks for saying that. Whatever. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay, so we got Logan's take, and it's not that I'm not taking it into account. I am.
Yeah.
I value your
Thanks.
Opinion.
Thanks.
But I'd love to hear from other dog owners. If someone approached you and said, hey, your dog's breath smells like absolute crapola, would that offend you? Is there a way that you can approach it without hurting the dog owner's feelings? Or are you like Logan and you think it's totally fine? You'd never get offended if someone... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and I'm talking about my friend who has a dog whose breath stinks to high heaven. I love her, and I love the dog, and I'm really trying to preserve both of their feelings, so I haven't said anything. But Logan said that you absolutely should speak up in that scenario. He's a dog owner, and he would really want someone to tell him if his dog's breath stunk. So what do you think? 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ross from Salem. How
are
you?
Hey, Ross.
Oh, Ross, I've missed him. Have you missed him?
Oh, yeah.
Glad you're here. What do you think?
A couple weeks. You definitely have to tell them. You know, I tell my friends all the time, because I have two dogs myself. You know, if you ever walk into my house and my house smells like dog, please let me know.
Snaps.
I'm not going to be offended by it, like, because it's something that you just get used to because you're in that house every day. You're not going to smell it like somebody else will.
Kira, is this not exactly what I just told you off air?
Yes, he did. He mentioned that.
Ross, I used the house example that sometimes since we're living in the house, you don't know that the house smells like wet dog. And then every now and then I'll come home and be like, oh my gosh, how long has my house smelled like a wet dog? And then I'll do a complete air out and clean, but... You're a good friend for telling the friend that, hey, your house smells like dog, or hey, your dog's breath smells like you know what.
Dookie.
Yes. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be offended at all. In fact, I encourage it. I welcome it.
There we go.
Let me know.
Okay, they want the feedback. This is what I'm hearing.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you, Ross, for taking the time.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Later, dog.
Bye-bye.
Get it, dog.
Good one. Brenda, girlfriend, thank you for holding.
Hi.
So what are your thoughts?
My thought is, if she really loves her dog, she'd listen to you, because we adopted a dog who had really, really, like you said, stinky breath, and turned out he was a diabetic who needed insulin, and the vet said a lot of times people don't realize that their dog's really bad breath has a medical issue to it.
Snaps.
But once he started off the insulin, it's back to just being doggy kisses.
That is so... This is great. Brenda, this is a great take.
Like, there could be an underlying health issue.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, his breath smelled like a sore. It was horrible.
Ugh.
It could make you gag. And about a month after he was on the insulin, it just all went away.
And the breath could be so bad, Kira, to you. And it may be bad to the owners, but the owners really could just be getting used to it.
Right, because love is blind, and sometimes even to the nose.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I would have loved Floyd no matter what, but it smelled really bad. But now he's back to sleeping in bed with us and everything else, so it's good.
Yeah, giving you kisses after eating bunny poop. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, see? It's Kira. Kira goes, oh, my God, but that's what dog ownership is like, baby.
Yep, absolutely. Kira, you need a dog. You need to try it out.
Okay, well, I mean, the minute that Gwen asks for a dog, I think we'll have one, so it's just a matter of time.
Really?
Probably.
I will be training her on saying, Mama, Dad, the doggy, please.
That's the first sentence. Nice to hear from you, Brenda. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we are still taking your calls on this. If you have any advice for me, at 603-749-0975. And we are a minute early for that Morgan Wallen contest code. So we'll be repeating it because Lord knows we're going to get some messages. Mm-hmm. But here we go. Your first Morgan Wallen contest code of the day.
I am Morgan Wallen.
And I am Logan Sherwood. 458. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. 458. That is the contest code you need. 458.
So get your rap out.
Dude, get it out right now.
Good luck. From 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan in the morning. We say it all the time that we love that you send us messages on the 97.5 WOKQ app. But when you leave us a voicemail, oh, what a treat. It just hits different because we can hear the inflection of your voice and we're better able to discuss your scenario because we can kind of tell how you're feeling about it. And Laura left us a voicemail on our app over the weekend. We're going to play it and then we're going to discuss and we're really curious to know what you think about it.
We had some words. So my husband and I, we got a pool. We've been working really hard and we decided to treat ourselves and just enjoy the comfort of our own home, privacy of our own home. And we ended up going skinny dipping. My neighbor did not like it. She said her kids saw us. It's appropriate, but it's our property. So I need advice. Am I the jerk?
Laura, mm-hmm. Laura, Laura. I, as a side note, I have a mug that says, I don't skinny dip. And then when you take a sip out of it, on the bottom it says, I chunky dunk.
That's hilarious.
You love that?
Chunky dunk.
Chunky yeah, that's pretty dunk. Good. Okay, but anyways.
Knee jerk reaction?
Yeah.
Not a jerk. It's your pool. It's okay. Your pool. It's your property. If people don't want to see it, don't look. If they don't want to see it, put up a fence. I think you can do whatever you want legally on your property. And if your neighbors don't like it, it's on them.
You think it's up to the neighbors to put up a fence because they don't want to see the nudists next door?
I'm sorry. Let's back it up. Let's simplify this. The people are doing something legal that they want to do on their property that mm-hmm. they own.
Okay.
That's it. Bottom line, you can do whatever you want legally on your property. If someone don't like it, tough nuggets or put up a fence to block it.
It's indecent exposure.
Ah, la, 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 la. It's private property. They own the property. They can do whatever they want there.
They can skinny dip after dark.
What?
You know what I mean?
Why like, are you, you can't make the rules in someone's house.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want my kids seeing your hoo-ha in the middle of the day.
Me neither. I would put up a fence immediately. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ask the neighbors to do certain things. It's you can't change people.
Yeah.
All these people. I'll stand up.
Oh, my God.
All these people saying other people need to be do. Stop worrying about other people. It's when they let them live their life.
You have the luxury of being able to skinny dip if you have, like, you know, a very private backyard.
No, no, no.
Then you can skinny dip.
You have the luxury of skinny dipping if you own a pool. That's all. That is all. Mm-hmm. You have to own a pool. There's no, nowhere in the skinny dipping criteria. The only thing is, do you have a pool? Are you naked? That's skinny dipping.
Check and check.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a crazy take. What do you think? 603-749-0975. Do you think Laura has a leg to stand on? It's her pool. It's her property. She could be Nudie Judy, Chunky Duncan, any time of day, whenever she wants. 603-749-0975. Or do you think the neighbor has a right to be like, hey, I have children and they're seeing you nudie in the middle of the day. Can you not? 603-749-0975. 949-0975. Very curious to know what you think on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We are discussing skinny dipping or chunky dunking, depending on who you are. We had Laura, our listener. She left us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. She got a pool this season. Her and her hubby worked really hard and saved up for it. And they have been enjoying their new investment in their birthday suits. And they got a little, they had some words with their neighbor who has young children and saw them and said, can you not, in the broad daylight? And Laura's all like, you can't tell me what to do on my property. And Logan feels that way. He feels like she shouldn't be told what to do on her property.
Your property.
And so I'm thinking, yeah, she can be told what to do on her property. Where do you stand? 603-749-0975 is our number.
Good morning, Mary. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about the situation?
Kind of ironic. I don't have a pool, but I do my gardening nude.
Uh-huh. Does anybody correct you or yell at you or tell you to put them away?
The lady next door called the police and they said to her that I could do whatever I want on my property. If she didn't like it, there's a tree line. She couldn't still build a fence.
Live free or die, baby.
Exactly. So this is exactly what I said, correct?
Yeah.
What? Can I ask you a question? And this is not passing judgment at all, because, I like to be in the nude, too. I'll just say it. Why do you garden naked?
Well, it kind of gets hot.
Yeah.
And so I just decide that I don't like it when my clothes are wet from sweat, so I just take them off.
Love it.
Are you getting dirt in regions that you don't want to get dirt in?
Oh, no, I do not, because I don't squat down like that. If I was to do that, I would just put a cloth between my feet and my nether regions.
Got it.
Are we doing anything else naked?
I can't tell you.
It's such a lifestyle choice.
It's such a good answer, Mary.
Well, thank you for chiming in. Rock on with your bad self.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Good day.
You too.
Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, what are your thoughts?
So I think she's in the wrong. I think that if you are inside your house, you have the expectation for privacy. But once you step back outside, there's a certain responsibility to keep yourself covered appropriately. You put up an inflatable blow-up pool in your front yard and you're 15 feet from the sidewalk, you don't have the same expectation as you do anywhere else. And anybody walking by shouldn't have to see you naked.
And not to mention, it's like for your own safety too. Like, there are creeps out there. Do you really want to be like in your birthday suit and have just anybody who's passing by be able to see you? Like, you're going to get a reputation, and it's not a good one.
Yeah, but some people don't care. Some people don't mind that reputation. Oh, yeah, Logan's always naked in his pool. Like, is that a bad reputation, or is that just a matter of fact?
Well, no, but it's a little different when the pictures of Logan naked in his pool are all over the internet.
Yeah, TMZ.
Right, but that's the thing. That if someone's doing that, they don't care. And it's their property, and it's their right to not care what they do on their property, knowing that people can legally take pictures from a public street that overlooks into a private property. That's legal. You're allowed to do that. And if someone doesn't have an issue with being caught skinny dipping and having people take videos or pictures from a public street, then hey, more power to them is what I say.
Okay, let me go for it. I think that they might have a slightly different opinion when their boss sees them naked on the internet. Like,
no doubt.
You know. But I get it. I totally get it. Like, I've got a pool. Like, it's fun to go naked, but usually at night.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know
That's
much.
That's what I'm saying. I'm no square.
I don't know much about OnlyFans, but I'm sure that there's a way to get some money if we can just get someone willing to go skinny dipping and make it public.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. You set it up.
I'm sure it's been done. Well, this has been a healthy convo, and we love hearing from you. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you
too, sister.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, we have Sam from Northwood who's chiming in on the 97.5 WOKQ app. He said, I'd set up a chair and grab some popcorn and make it awkward for them.
Listen, if they know people are looking, they're not uncomfortable.
They kind of like it.
Yeah, they're like, we're talking as if we're projecting our feelings, but people who are comfortable in the nude, you can't make them uncomfortable. They're comfortable already.
Yes, that's what the good Lord gave them. 603-749-0975. If you'd like to chime in, you could also shoot us a message like Sam did on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Stay country or die trying. I said it. I said it and I meant it. That was Blake Shelton. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks at New Hampshire. I have a compliment followed by a double down.
Okay.
So, oh no, I'm going to forget her name and you're not going to be able to help me. That is for dang sure.
You don't know.
Okay, so for Campy Kira, the 6 o'clocker. 6 o'clocker who we were commending because there was an opportunity for a very easy Googleable question.
Yep.
The Johnny Depp question.
I got her name somewhere.
You got her name somewhere? Somewhere in your brain.
Diane.
Of course.
Yeah, it was Diane.
Everyone who called for the first hour of the show, their name was Diane.
We had four Dianes.
We had four Dianes today. So I should have known her name was Diane. My compliments to Diane because she was really racking her brain, and it was on the tip of her tongue. And that's so frustrating, right? Like, we've all been there.
When you know the answer. Like, you know it. Once you're like, oh, once you tell me, I'll know it.
And I'll be so mad at myself for not knowing it. But Diane didn't cheat. She was just as honest as the days are long. So I'm going to compliment that. And I'm going to double down on something that Logan said after that I really co-sign. We can tell. We don't call you out. We don't want to embarrass you.
Well, sometimes I like to.
I mean, sometimes Logan will if he's feisty. But, like, we can tell when you are cheating on Can't Be Kira. We can tell when you're looking something up and you're like, hold on. What was the question? You know, like, we can tell. And we do not like it. And we would far prefer if you just were honest and maybe dazzled us with your personality or were, you know, honest and vulnerable. We're more likely to give you the tickets than if you cheat your way to the top.
No doubt.
You know? So that's what I'm doubling down on.
I'm doubling down on your double down.
Double down on my double down. That's called triple down. That is a triple down. So my compliments to Diane for doing the right thing. What do you have, young Logan?
I have an apology to everyone out there for not saying this earlier on the show, but also for the situation itself. We lost our sweet baby girl, Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
If you aren't familiar, quick update. I took baby Parmesan, this baby bunny that I found golfing at Exeter Country Club, and it was literally like a two-day-old bunny. And
was fresh.
The reason I took the bunny was because we saw the mama bunny get taken away in the sky by a bald eagle. This is a true story.
Traumatic.
National Geographic style. And anyway, long story, made sure, dropped it off at the Center for Wildlife in Cape Neddick. Beautiful facility. I got a call yesterday and it went just like this. Hey, is this Logan? We're from blah, blah, blah. The Center for Wildlife in Cape Neddick. And I was like, oh, you're calling about my Parmesan. How is she? And right then and there, the caller went, oh no, this is going to be a hard phone call.
Yes, the tone shifted.
And then I went, oh, she didn't make it, did she? They said, no, she didn't. She was just too young. An animal like that really can't be without her mother. Animals that young, like day old, need their mother. They did say, I did everything I could. The kitten, the KMR, the kitty milk replacement was the best thing that I could have gotten with the little nipple tip. So I did everything I could. Ultimately, she couldn't do it, but... That's my update.
Yeah, you feeding that days-old baby bunny with the little syringe was... I mean, you truly did everything that you could.
R.I.P.P. Rest in peace, Parmy.
Yes, rest in peace, Parmy. Sad news, but thanks for keeping us in the loop. We were all pretty invested with that.
You got it.
Okay. So on that note...
We out.
Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country. So is that Morgan Wallen contest code, the one that happens at 10:20. So I wouldn't miss that if I were you.
Oh, the one that starts with a 3?
Yeah.
I love doing that.
A little teaser. That's a little teaser. So find out the other two digits at 10:20. And don't forget, all day long today, who loves you?
We do.
Yes, we do. On 97.5 WOKQ.